This is track one. This audio track is an accompaniment to the block diagram for the Panasonic KX-TDA 100 and 200 systems. Most of the information in this block diagram is also true for the KX-TDA 50, the smaller system, but there are some exceptions. The KX-TDA line is the latest release from Panasonic in its business telephone systems. This system, the TDA, combines both traditional PBX type of functions as well as IP telephony. Virtually all of the features in the previous Panasonic line, the KX-TD line, is preserved in the KX-TDA series. The KX-TDA is backward compatible with many of the telephone sets from the KX-TD line and is backwards compatible to the old TVS voicemail systems. In the block diagram, the different cards and the daughter boards or modules that can connect onto those cards are shown. And I will give this talk by starting in the upper left-hand corner and going straight down the page, looking at the plug-in cards and the modules that are on the left. The first card that's shown on the block diagram is the TDA-0181, which is a line central office card. It connects analog lines from the telephone company, loop start lines, directly to the KX-TDA switch. Two cards are shown on the upper left, the 181, which is a 16-line card, and the 180, which is an 8-line card. These cards will accommodate loop start signaling only. Shown also in the block with the 181 and 180 loop start CO cards is a module, the 0193. This is an 8-port caller ID module. One of these modules can be installed on the 0180 CO card, or two of these modules can be installed on the 0181 16-port card. This module gives caller ID signaling for various functions, both in the PBX and in the KXTVA voicemail. Continuing down the left is the 0290 card, which is an ISDN primary line card. This is a digital central office line that brings in 23 channels in one card. The ISDN card allows caller ID to be read without the need for additional modules to be installed on the 0290 card. The ISDN primary interface also allows the KX-TDA PBX to set the outgoing caller ID. This means when you call from your PBX to another party, the caller ID that that party sees is the one that you program into the KX-TDA PBX. This can be especially useful if your organization has a toll-free number and would like that toll-free number to be presented to callers who are receiving calls from you. Without the ISDN primary interface, callers would only see the underlying dialed number from the local exchange carrier. The ISDN primary card accommodates direct inward dialing, where the local telephone company, also known as the local exchange carrier, LEC, can assign a bank of numbers that can be dialed by people calling your organization, and then those numbers are decoded by the KXTDA, and it can be used to ring specific phone extensions or specific ring groups. This allows there to be not only direct inward dialing to specific extensions, specific stations, but in addition, it allows a much larger number of dialed numbers to be available than there are incoming lines. The ISDN primary circuit and interface can be provisioned by the local exchange carrier for any number of incoming channels. It is not necessary to provision all 23. You could conceivably have as few as one incoming channel. Continuing down on the left is the T1 card, the 0187 card, and this brings in a digital circuit from the local exchange carrier. Similar to the ISDN primary, but not as flexible and not as powerful. The T1 digital CO line card has one more channel maximum than the primary card. The T1 card will handle 24 incoming channels. The T1 can accommodate DID, but does not accommodate caller ID inbound or the setting of the caller ID for outbound calls. The T1, like the ISDN primary, can be provisioned for any number of incoming DS0 channels. It does not have to be 24. It could be as few as one if the carrier would do that. I'll make a note here about system capacity, since it's relevant to the ISDN and T1 cards. The system capacity of the KXTDA 100 shelf is 96 ports, and the 200 shelf is 192 ports. Those capacities can only be realized if incoming CO lines are implemented with ISDN primary and or T1 lines. The density of these two cards with 23 or 24 channels for a single card is considerably greater than the previous cards that we spoke about, the 181 16-port loop start card and the 180 8-port card. As we continue down the chart on the left, we can see that there are still other ways to get traffic in and out of the KXTDA PBX with the external world. There are three cards shown here. Please ignore the first one. It has been discontinued. The available cards are the 484 card, which allows four trunks or four connections, four conversations, if you will, and the 490 card, which allows 16 connections. The interface to this card is a traditional Cat5 Ethernet cable, and you can see in the diagram it's shown plugged into a router, and then it goes out onto an IP network. Notice that the network is labeled as a private IP network. This can be literally a private network that your organization controls or is a part of. Or it could also be a private network which tunnels through the public network. And this is a well-known configuration known as virtual private networks. The point is that the KXTDA, making connections through IP over Ethernet out of either the 44 card or the 490 card, is expecting to encounter in the network a private IP network. There are many devices on the market that allow the setup and operation of virtual private networking. These can be as simple as something like a $100 or $200 box that is a VPN and router firewall combined. And they're set up on either end. Let's say one is in New York and one is in Los Angeles. And the KXTDA talking to this VPN router firewall on either end thinks that it's a private network. Continuing down on the left side, we see the power supply units. And the SML means small, medium, and large. The 0108, 0104, and 0103, respectively. The size of the power supply that is required depends upon the cards that are installed. In most applications, other than the very, very smallest installation, the medium or the large power supply will be required. As we continue down, you can see there is a connection to station message detail recording. This is the traditional SMDR that's available from any key system or PBX. It is an RS-232 or serial, if you will, output. In days of old, this was connected directly to a serial printer, and all records were kept on paper. The more modern approach is to purchase a piece of software that runs on a PC, anything from a DOS, Windows 95, 98, all the way through all the professional Windows operating systems or a Linux system that accepts the station messages, the ASCII text that records what call was placed, when, by whom, date and time. If caller ID is set up, that will be in the SMDR as well. The very, very simplest way to do SMDR is to have a terminal program such as Procom or Hyperterminal and set it up to accept the incoming text and to capture it to a text file. That's not a long-term solution because periodically the text file needs to be closed and a new one opened. Finally, on the left at the bottom, it shows connection to a PC. This would be a programming PC, not to be confused with the server PC, which is on the right at the bottom, but we're at the left right now. And that's a universal serial bus connection straight into the multiprocessor card of the KXTDA and allows programming with Panasonic's proprietary software. We will now go to the top right and work our way down. And that's, I'm speaking to the top right of the equipment rectangle, which is labeled at the bottom, mountable equipment. And there we see two cards that are station cards, the 172 card which is a 16-port card, but it's actually more than that. And the 171 card, which is an 8-station card. And moving out to the right, you can see the sort of telephone sets and equipment that can connect to that card. The first piece of equipment that we see is the DPT, that means digital proprietary telephone. And this includes the older Panasonic phones such as the 7200 series and the 7400 series. 16 of those can be connected to the 172 and 8 of them to the 171. So in an installation where an organization is upgrading from the old KXDD 1232 or 816 family and they want to stay with the phones that they have, 16 of those phones can be connected to a 172 and 8 of them to a 171. Moving across on that topmost row of icons of equipment, it shows the 7636 and the 7633. These are two of the models of the new phones. And notice that it shows the 7636 or 33 connected to a PC. So what this is telling us is that this card, the 0172 card, can connect 16 7636 or 33 phones, where each of those phones has a connection to a PC. There is a module that installs, optional module that installs in the 36 or the 33 phone that has a USB interface on it. It plugs into the PC. There is a piece of software, which is a separately priced and sold software that runs on the PC that allows quite a few features in either direction. In other words, inbound calls can cause screen pops on the PC. If you go to the effort of carefully configuring that piece of software that runs on the PC, you could capture the incoming caller ID from a particular caller as your phone is ringing, and the screen will pop and show you data about that caller, whatever you had put in your database. If you install that module in the 36 or the 33 phone, and only those two models will accommodate it, you cannot use the optional 12-button direct station select busy lamp field that is possible on the 7600. It uses the same port on the back of the phone, so you have to pick which one you want. You can always use one of the 60-channel DSSs that we'll talk about in a minute. Moving across to the right, you'll see again the 7600 series. Here, specifically, the interface modules are not installed. So this USB that connects to your personal PC with screen pops, etc., is not being used. Notice that a 7600 series phone is connected to another 7600 series phone. This is Panasonic's new digital XDP. XDP is a feature from the old KXTD line, meaning extra device port. And in the older systems, like the KXTD 1232 and 816, that extra device was always an analog device, an analog single-line phone, an analog interface to a cordless phone, fax machine, credit card scanner, whatever. But this is not that. This is a digital connection, So you have a full-fledged additional extension with its own extension number and all of its own features connected piggyback to another 7600 phone. Not only does this give convenience in wiring and interconnecting your office, but this allows the line card, the 0172 line card, to double its capacity to 32. So now on a single card, if you are using the 7600 series phones, you can get 32 extensions. Now in this particular icon, you'll notice that it's labeled 7600 rather than previously when the interface was shown to a PC. This means that any of the four models of 7600 can be connected in this piggyback mode, and 32 total of them can be connected to the 172 card. Now, continue on with the icons that are immediately below the ones we were just discussing, but icons that are still shown connected to the 172 or 171 card, we see a DSS console. This DSS console connects to its own port on the 172 or the 171, and it has 60 buttons and lights. It's the traditional direct station select, busy lamp field. Continue on to the right of that, you can see a portable telephone interface cell station. This device connects to a 172 or 171 card. This particular device will handle two simultaneous talk channels. There is another model of a PT interface CS that requires a special card in the PBX. We'll talk about that later, but this one handles two talk channels simultaneously. This device is typically not something that you put on your desktop. It's something that you mount on the wall. It could be in an open area, a factory area, a warehouse area, etc. And this is a true cell station, much like the ones in the that are publicly available. And I mean publicly available like U.S. Sprint and Verizon and T-Mobile and U.S. Cellular, etc. And what I mean by that is that you can mount several of these PT interface CSs around your facility or around your campus. And with one of the portable stations, which is shown immediately to the right, you can establish a conversation or receive a call and establish a conversation and walk from cell to cell, and your call will be handed off just the way it is in the public network. Obviously, the cell station that you're walking to, that its area, has to have an available talk channel, and if it's busy, then you cannot roam. But this is a very, very powerful feature, and these portable stations can be assigned as an extra device to any of the 7600 phones, and this can be changed quickly and readily. In the past, if you wanted to have a cordless phone as an extra device, it would have to literally plug into the back of the phone that you wanted it to be an extra device for. And then that phone would be permanently married to that Panasonic desk set. But with this new interface, any phone, any portable station, PS, can be assigned as the extra device for any other fixed wired phone, any of the 7600 series phones. And finally, on the right, you'll see the voice processing system, and this means that when you connect either the old-style TVS voicemails or the new KXTVA, they can connect to either a 172 or 171 card. So I will now close this audio track, since it's getting pretty long, and move on to the second one for continuing on down the right column of equipment and interfaces.